SALAC News, Thursday, September 4th, 2014. Over 300 staff fired from local hospitals. More than 100 are found not capable of doing their jobs, a news investigation can reveal. More than 100 staff have been fired from hospitals in Southwark over the last 3 years for not being capable of doing their jobs, the news can reveal. Over 150 frontline staff in total were given the boot from Guy's and St Thomas's and King's College hospitals. This number includes 30 nurses fired for their capability, along with a doctor and 9 healthcare assistants, according to a Freedom of Information request response. 2 consultants were also dismissed for their conduct, along with 30 nurses, 4 midwives and 1 surgery assistant. A total of 318 staff were sacked from the borough's hospitals over the time period, but the trusts say the 45 members of staff from King's and the 57 from Guy's and St Thomas's fired for capability reasons is no cause for alarm. Our first priority is patient safety and good care, and we are pleased that the majority of our 13,500 staff meet and exceed the high standards expected of them, said a spokesperson for Guy's and St Thomas's, who added that an unspecified number of those dismissed for capability reasons may have gone on long-term sick leave. Staff who fail to meet these standards or who are no longer able to carry out their duties are dealt with fairly and consistently according to standard employment policies and procedures. The vast majority of our 11,200 staff consistently meet our high standards for patient safety, quality of care, values and behaviour, echoed a spokesperson for King's College Hospital Trust. When staff fall below these standards, we take appropriate action up to and including dismissal. Nearly 70 members of staff across both hospitals were let go for some other substantial reason, which could include their visa expiring or them just being incapable of getting on with their colleagues. Inspections carried out by the health watchdog, the Care Quality Commission, over the last 2 years show all 3 hospitals have met the inspector standards for quality of patient care and staffing levels.